I want to remind you that Monday, Labor Day, we'll just have Mass at 9 a.m. Also, the book club begins on Wednesday of this week at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the St. Anne Room. The Ark had rested on Mount Ararat, and Noah opens the gates and sends out the animals, telling them to be fruitful and multiply. And after they've all left, he goes back into the ark and sees two little snakes by the entrance, and they're crying. He said, "Little snakes, why are you crying?" They said, "You told us to go out and multiply, and we can't. We're adders." It's nice having a straight man. In the first reading, Moses presents again the law to the people. And the reason is so that they may enter and take possession of the land. They are ways for the people to live in a covenant relationship with God and with their neighbors. And this law is just and wise because it leads to good relationships. And he says, don't add to or subtract anything from the law, understanding that by the law by itself doesn't need to be added to or subtracted from. And then Jesus in the gospel is confronted by the Pharisees and scribes. Why don't your disciples wash their hands? Is washing hands bad? Of course not. I'm sure just about every one of us has heard our parents say, wash your hands before dinner. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with their tradition of cleaning other things as well. The problem is, the Pharisees are being picky. They're attacking Jesus because he is not one of them. He didn't go to their rabbinical schools. They're jealous of his influence because people listen to him. And these additions to the law are being seen as just as important as the rest of the law, as if the smallest transgression is as bad as the greatest transgression. These additions are exactly what Moses is speaking against. They have become so precise that they're forgetting why we have the law. The law is to lead to a right relationship between God and neighbor. Law isn't just to make things hard for us, but it's to give a framework for us in which to live. Just as parents teach their children not to cross the street. There's nothing wrong, certainly, with crossing the street, but they have to wait until they understand the danger so that they can do it wisely and prudently. Because again, the parents want their children to be safe. And Jesus, I'm sure, is frustrated because they're not listening to him. They've already decided that they know everything that they need to know, but they don't. Jesus says what really matters, what really makes somebody unclean, is disordered thoughts and desires. That myself is the greatest thing in the world, and therefore I should be entitled to everything. But we are called, as by James in the second reading, to welcome God's word, the word that we have heard over and over and over again, and to put it into action. He says, be doers of the word, not just hearers of it. We are to live with clean hearts, seeking wisdom from the word that we have heard. We are taught to act with charity, in acting loving, even toward those, and perhaps especially toward those who don't love us. People who are difficult, people who really try us, who really test our patience. As James says, we are to care for widows and orphans, not just them, of course, but he's talking about the fact that we have to care for our brothers and sisters who need help, whether they acknowledge the fact that they need help or not. And we are to give them help, insofar as we can, whether they would thank us for their help or whether they'd even appreciate that help. Some feel they're entitled to it. But rather, we are to act with kindness, especially in charitable speech. We are to be attentive to the needs of those around us, understanding that they are, like us, children of the same Father. Therefore, they are our sisters and brothers. And we are to live, to act toward them with charity and mercy because they are our sisters and brothers. We are to be filled with the grace that comes from the listening to the Word of God and putting it into action. We are to live in a relationship of grace to Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and we are to live in the relationship with grace with all of our brothers and sisters. That means we are to live in the fullness of eternal life, here and now, in this moment, that we may have the fullness of eternal life in the world that will never end.